Plymouth recording. So this is your second opportunity to play Joan Baez, and I'm wondering what appeals to you about that character.
I think that it's a really interesting take on the character because in the play, it's sort of an imagined meeting, but in real life, they actually did meet. Thomas Merton, who is the central focus of the play, and Joan Baez were both obviously peace activists. You know, they both called themselves nonviolent activists. So I thought it would be really interesting for me as an actor to portray a character from real life that looks very different from me and try to take on the qualities that she had and that she put forward both in her music and in her expression of her ideas and views. So I'm excited to take a second stab at it.
So just to be clear, this is to some degree an imagined relationship between Joan Baez and Merton, or is that an overstatement?
Within the play, it is, the conversation that they have in the play. But in actuality, Joan and her friend Ira Sampier, they both met up with Thomas Merton because they had formed the Institute for the Study of Nonviolence in Carmel, California, and they did use his writings as one of the foundations of their programming, and they were, you know, some of the essays and poems that he wrote were used at the Institute, and so they did visit him in Gethsemane way back when, you know, they were much younger. But this is sort of a recollection of Joan, and it's after Merton has passed on in the play that she sort of visits him and tries to warn him about his fate and what might happen to him. And so it is an imaginary sequence, but the two of them actually did meet in real life.
What kind of challenges present themselves to you as an actor?
Well, I think that a lot of it has to do with the fact that she is a real person, that she's, you know, a historical figure. And so studying her voice, studying her mannerisms in interviews, those are the challenges that I'm, you know, facing with this. And it's a lot of fun to do that. You know, how often do you get to portray someone that, you know, from real life? I think that's one of the things that draws me to this.
And she was really a controversial figure around that time. I'm trying to remember, there was a cartoonist who referred to her as Joni Phony.
Yeah, she, you know, she was controversial because she was protesting against Vietnam and, you know, singing songs and writing songs. One of the songs that she wrote was Saigon Bride, which was against the Vietnam War. And so, yeah, she was very controversial at that time. And Merton was, too. And there is the theory presented in the play that Merton was actually murdered, and it was, his death wasn't an accident. So, yeah, she definitely was controversial.
So, why do you think the play received such positive feedback the first time around?
I really thought that the writing of this play and the characters and the depth of the characters and exploring history, maybe history that not many people are familiar with, I think all of those things contributed to the success of the show. So I also thought that the actors did a great job of creating these characters and bringing them to life. And there was only one performance, so it was a fairly large audience that came to see it. And